Welcome to another program of Culture Vulture Art Served, the official radio program for the Embina Biennale 2015. My name is Melanie, and today with me I have two participating artists, Patrick Dalli and Hanneke Wessels. But before we start our discussion, I would like to remind you to visit our website, which is www.embinabiennale.org, and also our Facebook page, where you can keep updated with what's going on with the participating artists, with the Biennale action team, and also about our events. So, on Facebook you can find us at Dimlina Cathedral Contemporary Art Biennale 2015. And also a quick word about our events. And the next event will be our Christmas party, which should be on the 15th December, but more details will be given later on. Let's start by meeting our guests today. Something about yourselves first. We can start with Hanneke. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your millionth time in Malta.
Yes, this is my 18th year in Malta. So I came here for the first time in 1969. And since that year I visit Malta.
Okay, so you must really like Malta.
Yeah, very much.
Something maybe about your work, what you paint, you draw, and you do also etchings.
Yes, I do more drawings than really paintings, but I started with drawings, and then when I came to Malta in 1969, I was really, I was very charmed of the Maltese culture and especially the goddesses and the temple culture. And I started making engravings, etchings of the goddesses and the fat lady. How do you say, the fat lady or the Venus from Malta?
Yeah.
And then it was a large serial of Dutch goddesses. And I had my exhibition with them in the Museum of Fine Arts in Valletta in 2006.
Yeah, in fact, when I saw your etchings immediately, I was I will ask her for sure if these were inspired by the fat lady.
The female forms in Malta. Mm-hmm. It's a very. I have been told that the maps of the temples have the same form forms of the lady.
Let's move on to Patrick Dalli. Something about you, Patrick.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Insomma, εμείνει αφνί, με αφνί, όχι είναι δεπέντη, δεν εμπριστές. Για ο πιτούρ ρεαλίστα, εμπέντζει την φιγούρα ομάνα, ο πόρτρετς. Παραμένε και εμπέντζει l'acquarelli ο πιτσάρκο.
Μα l'acquarelli λί, εντί. Non, alle ma nudi, nudi.
Ecco, vera.
O alfego ha suggestato il tia.
No, se prima c'è in verità, io li conti talle in filbito ma Anton Calleja. O titu matric, Antonu Albini, l'artist malta li hegge, ciù, rewem, bix neġo nibdew, għax fismin il nudo ma kienġi esisti. Bix kien ipenġu nudo, 60s, 70s, kien morrew l'Italia, pajizi oħrajn. Malta kienem xaħġa, illi forsi kien iġeja minna ħata knisja u koll, ma dik suġġetti oħra. Allora metto kontant Anton, u wieħed minn tal-ewwel li ħeġġeġ studenti minn tiegħu, ibda wieħed minni jiena, li nibbażaw qisu x-xogħol tagħna fin-nudo, fil-figura ma' issa jiena wkoll għandi l-portrait.
So Patrick's favorite or let's put it that way.
This is
the main subject is the nude. And he was studying under Anton Calleja, who was quite one of the pioneers in Malta for nude painting. From him, he got this influence, and now it's his...
Rightly so.
What about the Biennale team? Maybe we can discuss a bit, not your project for now, but maybe the team, which is Christianity, spirituality, and the other. Maybe what you would like to focus your project on, like you're going to tackle the spirituality of things, or the religious aspect, or the other, which is a very vague and can be interpreted in many, many ways by many different artists.
I want to say something a little bit more about my work, because...
Oh, yes, of course.
Patrick told me he's painting nudes and portraits, the times of the goddesses and the engravings, that was a special period. I just make engravings, but this period I make portraits, small portraits, 2020, small portraits. And I have one portrait that's my favorite, and I want to do something with this the Biennale team. It's I don't say what I want to do with it, but that portrait is it's something that it looks at you, and you look at the portrait, and then you have to decide, okay, what is it doing with me? What are the eyes saying to me? And that brings me at the theme of the Biennale, the other. You look to someone and you see a person. And what does that person say to you? Okay, I look in your eyes and I see someone. And then it's you to decide, okay, do I like you? Who are you? And that's the way you have to look at people or persons, and then
open to interpretation.
Yes, yes, and that's why my portrait is very suitable for this Biennale, and I want to make a project of it. And I don't tell you what it is, but it's very exciting.
So, who is the sitter of this portrait? It's a secret, or
yes, a little bit secret because I have to okay. work it out, and okay. it's just a start, and uh-huh. it's next year that the Biennale is, but it's a very early stadium in which I'm working on my project. So,
and I think you already have in mind a specific venue, or almost.
Yes, yes, so, yes.
That I think that's very important for your project.
Yes, the I venue. Only can do that project if I have a special venue in Indiana.
And maybe any other future exhibitions that you're working on, or maybe some recent that you want to mention, some recent work that you want to
mention? Yes, I have...
Hello!
Dr. How are you?
No,
Patrick, that's
just me.
Unfortunately, now you're in deep trouble. Okay, continue. I will come into the scene.
This is just Marlene had is back.
No. What's your name, please?
Martin.
Don't worry. That's how I like to do the.
Yes. No, he's yeah. Listen. He's a true artist in all the way around it.
Okay, maybe you want to tell us something about any recent work that you're doing or exhibitions that you are planning apart from the Biennale.
Yeah, next year I have an exhibition in Holland with some other artists in the place where I have my studio, and yes, mostly every year I have an exhibition in Holland. So,
So, Patrick.
L-edita ta' Dottor Giuseppe interessanti għalija tal-Biennale ta' Lina.
Jien
li għivet ta' fl-arti tiegħi, jien ma tantx nieħu parti f'daw
il- I'm challenging you, that's why.
Eżatt, tiġifieri jiena l-arti tiegħi kif min jafni, jaf li jiena ma nagħmilx l-arti tiegħi biex nagħti messaġġi. Il-messaġġ huwa kif nittakilja l-figura umana. Imma. Peres di Giuseppe għal-innantkom sena n-nofs.
Sentej.
Naħseb jiena.
I mean, dinna Biennale.
Illi din interessanti għafna
l-wien. One year ago today.
U kif kulħadd
jaf. Still have one year.
Il-Giuseppe ma tistax tgħidlu le, jiġifieri xi ħaġa li rispett. Rispett ta' biberija.
Kella frosta.
30 sena u b'rispett bħala
ħaltis. Hemm xi ħadd ma dawn Patrick.
Jiena bikkartanzja.
We're teasing each other on age.
Jivin besib l-nami xaħħaċa, bil-ġenuri tija, imma xaħħaċa joħroċ.
As always, I'd like to butt in here. I mean, with many artists, we're creating a very beautiful discussion process. I am not interfering with the creative process of the artist, but as Patrick is saying, I'm trying to discuss, to give ideas, to give a discussion, to give a debate. But then it's up to the artist, of course, to tackle or not to tackle, to include or not to include. But for me, the Biennale process is a very beautiful process. I'm meeting artists from all over Europe and going to studios, including Patrick's, and discussing. Mm-hmm. And to push, subtly to push, because unfortunately for the artist, I'm the only one who's seeing the Mdina Biennale as a whole. So whilst you're talking, I know your works, you're talking, I know and I'm visualizing the whole character of Mdina. So this does create tension with the artist who thinks that I'm interfering, but no, I'm not interfering, I'm just putting the jigsaw puzzle slowly together. This is it. But I am enjoying it a lot, although some artists did really get angry with me. But I don't care.
Insomma, ci coltanti te ci ha la avea giusta tantmanis, eh? È vero.
No, I don't really get angry in this sense, but the form is anger. It's not. I know that we don't have time, not for the Vienna Biennale, yeah? For life, no, life is too short.
It's too short.
So I have to rush. Mm-hmm. And when you rush, you start. Come on, go with Patrick. It's not possible to say, oh, Patrick, please.
No, it's not your style, Giuseppe. It's not your style. It's not his style.
So, honey, I'm really happy. I'm also happy at the multicultural, multinationality character that the Vienna Biennale is coming in. And also multi-art. We don't have just contemporary installation art. We have strong figurative art. We have strong modernist art. We have installation art. Now, my mistake would be if I would create a hodgepodge of everything. That's a mistake. But I am trying to even weave into all these different schools of art movements, really. Anyway, Melanie, don't sleep.
No. Far away from sleeping. So, Patrick, have you visited the venues?
No, not yet.
The Maltese are the laziest artists ever.
Yes.
You cannot imagine. It's incredible. The French, Hennek, the Germans, the British, and others they're coming, eh? They're aggressive. They're occupying space, eh? And I met Paolo Haber last time. He said, Oh, it's still 1 year. I said, look, your space has been already blocked. What? Of course, why? So, it's getting trouble now.
Yeah, listen, it's trouble. It's not something which is...
But has already blocked the Tapiro. The others have already blocked Palazzo d'Ange.
I'm sorry, Peter.
Okay. So,
I did a teasing policy, really a teasing policy, that I don't take the initiative to pull. I push the artistic side, but not the logistical side.
The logistical side, I mean,
you have to come up.
Of
course.
I'm not going to
Oh, okay. You're right. These are cosmic side effects, Mr. Technician Engineer.
Yes, you're right.
So, what else, Enek?
What else?
Yes.
What I would like to say is that during my visit to Malta, I make friends with Gabriel Caruana.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's very important to say that he means a lot to me.
Of course, and to many people, to many others.
Yeah,
also, yeah.
Because I when I was here, I think the first time I came here was in 96, and then I met him in 98, because some people told me, did you meet Gabriel? And he said, no, I should go. And I came to his place, to Birkara, and I got up from the bus, and I saw a man weeping. How do you say weeping?
Sweeping his
floor with and I said, okay. I said, I'm looking for Gabriel Caruana.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's me. Okay, come in. And then we start talking, and he shows me his work. And then
he's a fantastic person.
We end up with a homemade wine and a beautiful lunch. And
come on. The lunch was not beautiful. The wine was, but the lunch,
the lunch was beautiful. I was just talking with him about art, and then he showed me the way in Malta, and then he showed me how to do things in Malta.
Yes.
And then I have this exhibition in fine arts in 2006.
I do remember it. Yeah.
Yes.
Vaguely.
With my engravings about the Maltese culture.
Uh-huh.
It was portraits of emotion and special to these people and Maltese culture. sort of homage to the
Are premiere. You still angry with me?
No, why should I?
Because our first meeting. You were angry.
No, I was angry, and I thought, okay, this man is crazy because he wants me to do some things that I really don't want to do with his portrait.
Oh no! Before you were angry. I forgot why.
Because you forgot the meeting. No, you were late. But Mario. That's not Mario true. Showed me the venue. And then
now with the portraits, we had a very beautiful discussion.
Yeah.
And when I said, look, try to drown the whole space with your portraits.
But we don't want to discuss this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. But you started it. you started to explain it. So.
And
what about Martin?
Martin is my son. He is with me.
Does he have a right to talk?
I don't know. if he wants to talk, because he is part of my life.
Exactly.
And he has...
So...
But he's very creative.
Can I listen to his voice, please? So, Mari, what are you doing in Malta? I'm teasing you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
If you hear your mother talk so much about Malta, you have to see it for yourself.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one. And what do you do in life, if we can ask?
I'm working at an... I start my own company and I do events in Holland and then events in the business, like I show companies a good time. I take them out on the beach to have some power kite workshops or some bicycle tours.
I organize
the whole event,
You might coordinate a bit with...
I was
just going to get fired.
I will help you. But she told me so much about Malta, and it's almost her second life. And then in 2006, when she had the exhibition here in the Museum of Fine Arts, she invited me over and showed me everything, and then I came back last year I came back and she showed me the small spots where you can just relax and enjoy the food of the locals.
So you can coordinate your business with a Maltese connection also. And Patrick.
Interessante that Giuseppe tajde l'omli mit mul-mużew, tiddiskuti l-alti fil-mużew, u da, għana xiejjina.
Hear it out. At this end, what do you have, Patrick?
Must I tell you?
He is. I'm sorry, Patrick. I will translate immediately. He's abusing of our discussion to get to the point.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You don't have to be. I'm getting to the point.
You continue.
As Patrick Dudley, you know, Liam. Anke għad nitkellem ma' tieħor l-alti tiegħi hija meta tara l-alti u jinkun tlaqt, inti min tista' tara lili, inti tista' tara huwa l-pittura. Issa jgħidu ta' Patrick Dudley, inti tgħid Patrick Dudley, ora ma bidu jkun tellaq miet spiċċa il-work of art li hemm mal-ħajt inti tkun qed tiddiskuti. Allora li ġrali huwa jien hemm nagħmel exhibition 4 snin. U fettilli ngħid isma' wasal żmien nagħmel exhibition u wasalt St. James tħalt.
Exhibit his works.
Kinem ċertu wieħed ma nafx CEO ċertu wieħed.
Putting the problem.
Ċefaj?
Publicly.
Pa' Rupert, Ċefaj?
Mr. Ċefaj?
Tiven, mux kien tħalt, jien nedri jisni naħsat.
I'm sorry.
Naħsat, meta għallis ma ġejt għamlek sebiċi namlek il-proposti huma differenti. L-alti tiegħi ja kifini, u għatla kluċa, l-alti tiegħi. Jow taċċetta kifini, u le. Ma somma tukkat il-ċod. Tukkat il-ċod, dan għala 16 il-ġurnata batu li tajtom il-ritratti tiegħi il-pitturi tal-axħar u ta' dan. U batu li e-mail, jiddispeċina jgħidulek illi l-application tiegħek irreġektjata mhux applika l-Malta Society of Arts. Ma naħsib li huwa l-mod kif wieħed jista' jiddilja ma' bniedem illi għamilt l-exhibition is-St. James. Għamilt l-exhibition il-Fine Arts.
Skurti, you had already exhibited at St. James.
Għamilt xi sitt
exhibition. What's the point?
The point is, għan l-importanti huwa da. Illi jiddu noqgħdu attenti l-Alti Maltija. Giuseppe, inta taħdem ħafna fl-Alti Viżwal. Għandna l-Vince qed jaħdem fil-Alti Viżwal. Għandna ħafna oħrajn li qegħdin jagħmlu jippromovu l-Alti Maltija. Illi jiddu noqgħdu attenti mbagħad illi daw in-nies li jmexxu l-mużewijiet irridu jkunu koordinati magħhom. Biex l-alti jekk inti għamilt minn kollox biex li nistudja.
He's appealing for coordination between artists and museum curators.
Għax inti nuti jiena nitgħallem nipprova nagħmel is-forz tiegħi Umbat niġi biex nesi biex għal-poplu Maltu mhux għalija. Għax inhilek il-vrem dak nagħlahom għamilt gallery 240 square meters. U l-exhibition li rrijektjawni rrijektjawni il-St. James u għadha mela fih. Ironikament, imma Giuseppe għax forsi ma nafx inti, fl-istess ġimgħa li St. James ma ċċettawx ix-xogħol tiegħi, jiena mort il-Mużew delle Arti Kontemporanja Moderna ta' Ruma. Mal-kuratriċi ta' Ruma.
But I've got a
għamilt sija u nofs niddiskuti l-arti magħha, rati l-ktieb tiegħi u 99% l-arti tiegħi mhux jien għax jien Patrick Dalli it's a name. L-arti tiegħi poi ħadd tiġi esibita Ruma fejn Malta ġiet għall-poplu Malti. Għax jien naraw l-arti tiegħi, jiena kemm sandum nara. No, pjaġir xorta ta'. Għalli din għadu attenti, Giuseppe, intom daw l-affrejt, din għadu attenti.
Which erupt everywhere, Patrick, everywhere, in the Netherlands, in England, everywhere.
Jemma għalġiħ il-poplu, mux sew?
Yes, but...
U għed it jgħot attent?
Tini ċansis sa. Now, you know my position as regards Maltese contemporary art, and you know it's public, really. And you know my position as regards the management and the organization, right? It's quite clear. However, one must be a bit careful in at least trying to understand, not to justify it, absolutely.
There's no justification.
But if I doubt, with a big IF, if there is a new idea that each space should have its philosophy.
You have to know about it.
Exactly.
But you have to know.
It's in a chance. And that's great. Although I wouldn't agree with it from a dogmatic, if they're going to do it within a dogmatic framework, I will explain myself in a few seconds. So if St. James decided from now on, we're going to have a philosophy of modernist art, again, you're right, that has to be made public. And not as a title, I want to know what St. James means by modernist art, so that we could fit in. And
Jack,
if that is clear, then obviously you wouldn't even dream of applying. So it's very ridiculous not to clarify the exact reasoning, because as regards your talent and recognition, nobody has any problem to accept this. I think, if not the best, one of the best figurative artists which we ever had. You are the strongest in the depiction of the nude. And that's for Malta. It's a very important assertion that I'm saying. I'm not boasting on anything. But this is a fact. So refusing you without any justification of philosophy, based on philosophy, it's a bit strange. When you said, when you received that letter,
that is advising
you to go on to the Society of Art.
Very insulting.
No. Just a second. No, on the contrary. Vince Briffa has changed that Society of Art. It has become a fantastic venue.
It's not the argument.
Just a
how
second.
You send the email.
Just
that should never...
The Society of Art, thanks to Vince, has become a very strong, competitive venue. And it's going to make history under Vince.
But
so, now, what I'm saying is, the wrong premise was the approach. If it's true, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they don't have any philosophy.
Yeah, my approach is wrong. He call it a show or debatable.
But I was happy that this happened to you.
Hella, man. But listen, people don't talk. And
happy in the sense...
And il gilda hoxna.
You understood what I said. Happy in the sense, in a positive way, that this could create, or as it's doing now, a discussion.
Mela, why not?
What is space? What is venue? It's not just words. And I'm not sure about, of course, maybe I'm overestimating their intelligence, maybe on the other, I don't know. But if this is based on a new philosophy, that's great. Let's see. If it's not, it's ridiculous. I always try, although I've got a very negative image that I'm always aggressively, violently against everybody, which is not true. I always try to find a justification, even in this particular case. I try to understand, why did they create such a monstrous, stupid, ridiculous DeMarco? Why?
Oh, unbelievable. And
nobody's doing anything. We should.
Yeah, I did.
No, I mean,
I did. I did. I did. kun taf monumenti għalli sej kun Kastilja.
No, no, you know how I fought against those three pasturi.
Anka, jena, anzi, mux I fought, anzi, wasalċin.
Publicly, anyway. So, this is part of the more...
Anka, Giuseppe, biex inkompli fuq sej, just a minute. Listen, inti wieħed mill-li ktib fuq il-kotba tiegħi.
Exactly, twice.
Iġifiri, twice. Iġifiri, anke meta inti tara li ktib fuq dik l-arti, u di l-arti Malta musta tiġi poġġuda f-mużew, naħseb inti personali.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. If it's based on a personality problem, it's ridiculous. If it's based on a change of policy, of
it, have been written.
It would be beautiful. And again, I would repeat, I would be very much honored if I were to exhibit today at the Society of Art venue.
Let's not move you. And I don't want St. James to tell me to go exactly. there. I know exactly. This is a fandom.
That's why philosophy has to be clear.
How it was done was wrong.
Exactly.
So,
you should be taking the...
To conclude?
In a very sleepy way.
Deħal penġija, ta?
Vera!
Għanam il-kwadlu daqse. Not in nude. God forbid if she's in nude.
Okay, so, I don't know if our guests would like to conclude or a final comment, perhaps?
I'm just impressed by the form of discussion, so I have to reset. I have to reset.
Also.
Jien nixtieq, nagħmel minn kollox jgħad biex l-Alti Maltija fejn nista' ngħin, u nixtieq ngħin iktar. Hekk hemm bżonn b'Giuseppe, b'Vince, b'Kit, b'Lino, nistgħu nagħmlu xi ħaġa, noqogħdu attenti dejjem biex jekk hemm xi ħadd qed jipprova jiżvija l-Alti Maltija, narawna biex forsi nikkorreġu nitfhomu on the direction li hija tajba għall-poplu Malti, għax wara kollox. Qegħdin nagħmlu mhux għalina, mhux għalina, qegħdin nagħmlu għan-nies biex jieħdu gost ikunu aċċettu.
Yes, I think I can conclude that you feel not good treated by another person. Maybe that is also fitting to the theme of the Biennale, theme of the Biennale. Like, how do you approach the other one? So you feel like you are not treated well by some persons. if I follow the discussion very well, it all has to do with the other. So how do you?
How do you?
I come back to the basic where it's all about.
Exactly. And Mark, can you conclude something from your side? Although, yes, you're not directly linked.
Maybe as a visitor, what do you want the visitor to expect from the team, the other? Yeah. That will be interesting, especially when you're going to do a poster or something like that and you want to have something on it. Yeah. So what do you want the visitors to think about the team, the other?
That's true.
It's a very vague...
It's a concrete question which we can answer in vague terms for the time being. But it's great. It's a good question. We have to really think about
it. Then you will interest people, visitors like me. All right, what do I have to... What can I expect it? Or where do I have to go? Or what is my interest? So that's maybe a thing to think about it with maybe the artists.
Why should I go to this
exhibition? And not go to that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And kind of expect the unexpected. I'm afraid to conclude, because now I have to endure an angry Giuseppe.
I'm suppressing my anger. She knows it. She knows it.
Anyways, thanks Patrick Daly, and thanks Hanneke Wessels for joining us today.
Thank you.
I remind you to visit our website, www.mdinabiennale.org, and our Facebook page to keep updated about
<Thanks.
laughs>